up, East High?
Hello, podcast listeners.
It's Wildcat Minute, where we talk about High School Musical 3, senior year, 1 minute at a time. I'm Condra.
And my name is Tyler.
And today we're talking about minute 81 of High School Musical 3, senior year. Minute 81.
Perfect square.
What?
It's a perfect square.
Oh. Minute 81 starts out with a shot of the courtyard while a little bit of guitar is playing, and ends with Troy nodding at Kelsey.
As one would do. Anytime I see Kelsey, I nod. I go, yes, that is Kelsey. all right. So, yeah, we are at Stanford. Whoa.
I didn't look up to see if this was actually Stanford or not.
I also have no idea.
I would assume not, but I don't know.
I mean, East High is East High, but it's just not in the city that they claim it is in. I have no, I mean, like, they're in California, like, they're
it
in
It looks like
Walt
it's California,
Disney.
Yeah.
Like, if they're in Hollywood, surely it's not that difficult to, like, go to a college campus. And if you're claiming it's Stanford, and Stanford is in the same state as you, you might as well go for what is clearly one day worth of shooting that they did here. Gabriella is going to be in the same outfit for this entire scene, even though we have no idea how much time is theoretically passing. But that gets into the next minute, too.
Yeah, we just see Gabriella, like, walking about the campus and just, like, looking at her schedule and chewing on a nail. And
yeah, this one is funny. And I'm doing a quick Google search of the Stanford image.
Yeah, I'm also looking.
And it's definitely got, like, the pillars and columns and arches style. And, it's very, like, California Mission.
Yeah, that's what type. I was like, yeah, it seems
California architecture, looking. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
I mean, Stanford, I assume, is a big university that has lots of people at it. Although, no, it's only just under 8,000 undergrads. So do people who listen to Movie by Minute podcasts, like, want to know these things?
I mean, I feel like, yeah, because I always, like, feel like I enjoy Star Wars Minute when they're like, yeah, and this was shot here and you can go visit this thing, or like, this thing was actually this thing. Like the ice cream maker.
Oh, yeah. Is it not our charm to just not do any research?
Bumble through. I mean, not really, because also, like, that is our mandate.
Oh, yeah, it's implied in our mandate. You're right.
But I just went through the IMDb fun facts. And it did not list it, so all bets are off. Because that's really the extent, like, there's not a lot of information about these movies in general. Well, there's more than, like, modern movies, like Disney DCOMs and stuff. But, like, still it's all, like, questionable at best.
Yeah, so we see this big wide shot of this, like, courtyard, like, archway entrance. And Gabrielle is not in the establishing shot, but
no, sorry, I just thought of something that this reminded me of. You know, okay, how in Harry Potter video games there's always that, like, they always have the weird little courtyard and it, like, goes off to the Quidditch pitch and, like, into the castle? It's mostly the Lego ones I'm thinking of, but there definitely was one in the PC game that we played as a kid.
Yeah, so just for backstory, Condra and I had the PC game of Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, in which you got to fly around on Buckbeak and cast spells at Peeves the Poltergeist and collect chocolate frogs and cauldron cakes and play through the plot of the book/movie.
Yeah. It just, like, it gives off, like, I guess, I mean, it's a school courtyard. It just, like, I feel like none of the schools I went to had a courtyard in that sense, where it was, like, a defined space with, like, brickwork. Like, we had a quad, yes, but it was surrounded by buildings, not like a courtyard.
Well, our high school famously had a little square in the middle where there was
in like the behind the auditorium, or not the auditorium.
There was no building. There was like there was a little square portion of the school where in the middle there was nothing, but it just was like 50 feet by 20 feet of like turf floor.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that. Yeah. Where the stairwell is.
And then our middle school also had a similar thing where it was arranged in a circle and there was this like grove area in the middle where nobody ever went and nothing ever happened.
Yeah. There's a Patricia Polacco book called Mr. Lincoln's Way that also features a weird courtyard in the middle of the school that they end up having ducks in. So at least their space used it for something.
But yeah, I mean, it's very cloister-esque. As someone who has visited the museum, the Met Cloisters.
Wow.
Where you have the little arches and the pathways.
Yeah.
Where you're like, yeah, there's like a bird fountain, like a water fountain, a bird bath. That's what it's called.
A bird fountain.
One time I saw a bird in a bird bath and I was like, dope. Honestly, you go, little bird. This is my favorite thing ever.
Yeah, it's always funny to see things actually being used, and you're like, I didn't realize that was actually a thing that happened in real life.
But a lot of times with a courtyard like that, there's like a path that goes through the middle of it, but it's not like a direct path to where you want to go in such a way that like it's more convenient to just like go around the walkway around the courtyard as opposed to going through it.
Yeah.
Or you're just like not allowed to go through it. And you're like, wouldn't it be nice to like walk by some flowers in my day? But oh, well, I guess I'll just walk around.
Yeah. Or they have those like bad luck, like you can't step on the medallion. When I used to go in high school to the University of Maryland for my National History Day competitions, because I was that nerd, they had this medallion in front of the student center. And they were like, all students don't step on this. They consider it bad luck kind of thing. But they do rub the nose of the dog or whatever. Like,
So Gabriella's walking around this like archway, like open. It's like it's outside, but it's covered area. And she's nervous. Like, she's playing nervous.
Yeah.
Vanessa Hudgens is like
biting her nail.
Like looking around all furtively. And I was so confused because I was like, what is going on here? Is she arriving? Did her mom just like throw her out of the car and like say, hey, go find what you're looking for? Or is she like already set up? Is she going somewhere?
Yeah.
Or is she just walking around? There's usually like when you arrive at like a college campus for like an event or an orientation, there's usually like signs, right? They like poster up these signs and they like have arrows that show you exactly where to go.
There's way too much freedom. Like, my commentary on this whole interaction we're seeing her in this space, and then I have something to say because I did a little more Googling, is if this is an orientation, she has way too much freedom. Like, they're, even in, like, when you're already there for orientation, the first couple days, you're being herded around like a sheep. Like, you don't get the opportunity to be like, oh, I'm going to ride this bike down this pathway. And, like, it felt unreal. Now to follow up. According to the Stanford Magazine, in their November-December issue of 2008, they actually filmed at Stanford. They said it was one of the first times they'd done it in a while since 1997's Flubber, which was shot in the Maples Pavilion. So it actually is Stanford. And I love that it's been Disney both times that in recent years.
I did a Google too. I found the Stanford Daily, which is Stanford's like university publication.
Mm-hmm.
And this is by Saryu Pai, published in November 2023. So this person is presumably an undergrad student at Stanford, just like
right now.
The name of the article is Screen Scrimmage, famous scenes shot at Stanford and Berkeley. And the literally the first paragraph is, about an hour and 15 minutes into High School Musical 3, Gabriela Montez, Vanessa Hudgens, steps into an arcade, good word, near Main Quad's East Gateway, smiles in the courtyard behind Wallenberg Hall, and bikes past the Papua New Guinea Garden, which we'll get to
next minute. Yeah.
It says, despite filming being restricted by Stanford administrators, the university made a special exception for HSM3 to shoot on campus because the storyline reflected the message about accessibility that the university wants to convey.
I have questions about what Stanford thinks is accessible. Like, what type of accessibility are we talking about? Like, a freshman's unfamiliarity and being able to navigate the space themselves? Are we talking physical accessibility? Are we talking about the college's general or the university's general accessibility to allowing people in? Like, what is accessible here?
I think it's more of like a diversity statement, just not like, obviously they don't say that sort of thing. Like, we want to show that a young girl can go to our university.
A young girl of single parent background and potential Latinx background.
Yeah, of ambiguous ethnicity. You know they'd be following Vanessa Hudgens around for those press photos.
Oh yeah.
This article continues, just because, shout out to this person who wrote it. Although High School Musical 2 is my favorite of the franchise for its catty plot and catchy songs, how could anything ever top Bet on It or Work This Out? HSM3 is also unforgettable due to its Stanford setting. Briefly seeing the product realization lab in the background struck a personal chord with me.
Aww.
Gabriela's story is inspiring, showing students from diverse backgrounds that they too could pursue an education at Stanford.
Cute.
Other movies include The Internship, which is the Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
In which they try to seek help from fictional Stanford professor Charles Xavier. Ha ha.
Wait, was he played by James McAvoy? Because that would be the ultimate.
I don't think so. I think it was just a joke.
A referino.
Flubber, and then apparently there are also scenes in Bill Nye the Science Guy and Mythbusters.
Bill. I think I do remember Mythbusters, because that's like they would go to use their labs. They were like in San Francisco and they'd be like, yeah, because Stanford's in the San Francisco Bay Area.
In an episode about driving with hands-free devices, the Mythbusters ran an uncontrolled experiment with the driving simulator at Stanford's Volkswagen Automotive Innovation Lab. And they also used a mass spectrometer. There's also an Oppenheimer scene that was shot at Berkeley. Oh, but this is switching to the Berkeley half of the article. Okay. Never mind. Yeah, because lots of stuff has been shot at Berkeley over the years. The Graduate, famously.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right. I think that was worth it.
Yeah, we actually did research. Look at us.
And shout out to that person who wrote that article, because I love university newspaper schlock. It's great.
I mean, Tyler, you must have some respect for the real deal because you wrote the satire paper. So it's like,
I mean, that was the sort of, yeah, that's the sort of article that we would have written satire of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Honestly, we would have just like done that style of article, not even satirizing anything, but just being like, hey, this is the sort of online like clickbait type stuff that people are going to click, because that article's not written for the people at Stanford or Berkeley. That article's written for
us,
the people Googling High School Musical 3, I guess.
Yeah. So yeah, we see Gabriela walking around Stanford and it's bright and sunny out. She's wearing her Tears for Troy necklace still.
I did see that. Your point that you made earlier that we kind of got lost in there is that, like, you're right that if Stanford wanted to be seen as, like, accessible and fun, then, like, her showing up and immediately not knowing where to go is not communicating the point they think it's making.
We want our early admitted students who are here 4 months early and missing the end of their high school experience to get lost on campus.
I guess I'll email you that that link and we can post it.
We can put it in the notes. Yeah, cite our sources.
So, anyway, we cut over to play rehearsal.
Ryan is helping Troy learn the choreography now that he's with Sharpay.
Which, I mean, I guess, like, you want to remind someone, but wouldn't Troy already know the choreography?
But Troy does admit that he's having a hard time with the songs and the choreography today. So
yeah, so Ryan's just giving him, like, a general reminder. So he says, you got to jump in. Then go around the world spin out.
No, first walk.
Walk, 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 jump in, around the world, spin out.
Yeah. And Troy's like, it's so much easier to dance with you. And I love that.
Right, Chad? It's easier to dance with Ryan than it is to dance with girls, right? Right?
Yeah, Chad. Is that why Chad and Taylor are whispering behind them?
Chad's like, no, yeah, it really is easier to dance with Ryan. Troy's totally right.
And Taylor just, like, throws her hand up. But when Sharpay does the walk, 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 it is not on a beat. Like, she's just doing her strut. And I'm like, Sharpay, that does not look like the choreography.
I guess it makes sense that, like, Sharpay is a quote-unquote diva. And, like, sort of assumes that the world will bend to meet her needs.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for everything we've been shown so far, like,
she respects Sharpay the is music. Good.
Sharpay's good at what she does.
Yeah.
For all of her extraness, for lack of a better word, she has always been shown to be really talented, at least. Granted, that comes from a life of privilege and being able to focus on solely performing every minute of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But it really kind of seems like it's on Troy here. It's not Sharpay's fault that Troy can't dance with her.
Yeah. And it doesn't help that the house is falling down.
So while they're running through the choreography and we see Troy just not trying at all, we get a... Jason and Zeke go, whoa, 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 whoa. In the frame of this house, like two-dimensional flat falls like forward down, like towards where Troy and Sharpay were standing. But no one was really that close to getting hit by it.
Yeah, no. Fortunately, it would have been difficult. But it would have also been funny because there's like a hole in the top where this window is, where presumably one of the girls during the prom scene is looking down during the there he is kind of thing. He's so handsome. Do you remember that?
Forgot about that.
Yeah. And when there's a child playing a father trying to look stern, it would have been funny if when it fell, like where Troy and Sharpay were standing, they would have like been in the middle of the hole.
Yeah, Condor. I mean, that's an all-time famous movie moment. Do you know what movie that's from?
Off the top of my head, no.
Or what's famous silent film star, director and stunt performer pulled off that stunt?
I mean, based on your description, I have a few choices. It's either Buster Keaton or Charlie Chaplin.
It's Buster Keaton. Okay. Steamboat Bill Jr. I have a DVD that has The General, which is the train movie, and Steamboat Bill Jr., which is the movie that has that one shot where the frame of the house falls and he stands perfectly in the window. And if he wouldn't have paced that out perfectly, he literally just would have died and there would have been no more Buster Keaton.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess they're going for like a vague reference to that, but it's not even a reference. No. It's just like, oh no, something fell over.
Yeah. But when the house falls, we get to see the moon.
Yes.
Which is such fancy a weird moon. Statement. Just take that out of context. When the house falls, you get to see the moon.
I'm sorry. I just turned my head and there's one of those like scary bugs on my wall.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, just going to move over a little bit so I can keep an eye on the scary bug.
So when I say the moon, I mean during Break and Free from the beginning of High School Musical 1, they have that random moon in the background, and it's here on the back wall of the theater.
Yeah, I mean, they've got all sorts of things. And the set of this play is always mind-boggling to me because it's really leaning in on like the trees and like the treehouse vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like the only primary
for like that one scene,
thing.
I thought.
Yeah, that's like all we've really seen recently, because that's like the Troy and formerly Gabriella song. And so they've been focusing on that, despite I feel like the prom scene would be the one that needs like the most work because it's got multiple sets and lots of people and a car.
Yeah, I mean, we know that the play is absolutely meaning this in the narrative of the movie, so... Yeah, I guess Zeke and Jason are like they're in charge of the big house thing in this moment, but like
I don't think they
how
normally
did it fall?
Are.
I don't know.
I feel like they're not normally, but they just happen to be around it. Jason looked like he was trying to move it or something, but like I also wonder if it's circumstantial.
As it's falling, Jason, instead of running out to the side, runs like towards the top of where the house is.
As if he's gonna catch it.
I don't know. He runs away a la Prometheus, where it's like you run forward but not sideways.
Yeah.
And that's like a famous like Cinema Sins ding.
Yeah.
But and when the house falls, Sharpay like Scooby-Doo's onto Troy. She doesn't literally jump into his arms, but she might as well have.
Yeah. She's got both hands and she's just like meerkatting it almost like
it doesn't the movie doesn't play how loud it would have actually been if that thing fell.
Yeah. Big empty theater, that thing just falling, that's gonna make everyone jump, lose a few years off their life.
So then Darvis comes in, says, "Everybody, let's take five," and then she starts playing Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond, and then they're in 5/4 time and it's a great jazz song.
No, that's not what she means, but.
Okay, well.
I don't know the reference, so I'm assuming most people aren't either, so I'm just killing the reference.
There's a great jazz song, a famous, important jazz song that's in 5/4 time by the Dave Brubeck Quartet.
Okay.
Called Take Five.
We've already talked about Buster Keaton in this episode, about High School Musical 3. I don't know
what you want, Condra. Take Five is the joke that I had.
It can't be.
I could have done a candy bar.
Yeah.
I did Dave Brubeck instead.
So Darbus has the tiniest little teacup.
Yeah, she goes hard on always having like a fancy version of a teacup and not like, I don't know, would Darbus have a Stanley cup? Like,
no. I feel like if she was running a nowadays thing, you know those like comically large mugs that you can get at Home Goods that are like too big, but it holds all the caffeine?
I feel like not a Stanley.
But not a Stanley.
Just like a
regular, it's like a ceramic mug, but it's just massive.
Oh, a ceramic mug. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has opinions about drinking things out of ceramic versus out of metal.
Absolutely.
Versus out of
it
plastic.
Tastes different.
I mean, yeah, it does. But she keeps talking about it. We're like, I know, Miss Darbus. No one cares.
Darbus does, and that's what's important.
So Kelsey gets Troy's attention by whistling and saying, "Hey, hoops man."
Yeah. We've gone from hoops to hoops man now.
I mean,
he's no longer a basketball boy. He is a hoops man.
It's funny because, like, Gabriella, like, says these things to Troy, and she's like his girlfriend. So she says, like, hey, basketball boy, or something like that.
She says hoops. We say basketball boy.
And then it's so cute that Kelsey's, like, trying to say the, like, cute, flirty thing, but it does not come off the same.
Yeah. Kelsey's being a concerned friend, though. She's like, hey, I know it's hard right now. Like, we're all feeling it. This would not have been the show it is if it weren't for Gabriella. It would have been a Sharpay show. And she does, like, the head tilty thing, like she's being sarcastic, and she does, like, jazz hands.
You'll have to remind me, was there, like, specifically a scene earlier in the movie where Sharpay said, like, I'm Spartacus, and then, like, everybody only agreed to join the show because of her?
Yeah. When they get the Juilliard, right before they get the Juilliard notification, like, towards the beginning of the movie, that there's four of them up for the one spot.
Gabriella gives a rousing speech.
Yeah, Gabriella's like, we should all do this. This is our last chance. And Troy's like, I'm in, and then they all do hands in.
I don't even know if that reads in, like, this scene, and I know it's because we saw that 6 months ago.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, if I was watching this movie in real time, I don't even think that that would be like, oh, yeah, right, Gabriella was, like, the original one who wanted to be in the play, and now she's the only one who's bailed.
How the turns have tabled.
Yeah, I like how Kelsey says, you look like you're having the time of your life up there.
Yeah. She making a Dirty Dancing reference, you think?
Or? Yeah. Troy says, yeah, and I owe it all to you. Troy also at one point just says, you know, I can't do the songs, I can't do the dances. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, that's very Troy. It feels real. Like, he's apologizing to Kelsey because he knows how much this means to Kelsey, and it's Kelsey's music, and he respects Kelsey.
Well, at least in this moment, he's feeling despondent and not...
Screaming. Screaming. I love that.
Sorry, I just need to go to the gym for a minute. Wait, we didn't reset the basketballs in the ceiling? Come on. Everyone knows we keep the basketballs in the ceiling.
For when I feel overly emotional and I need them to rain down on me.
Did you see Kelsey's large wooden carving of a butterfly that she has as a necklace?
Yeah. And she's also got this, like, wrap over her shirt that's, like, tied in multiple places. And I'm just like, it's almost Renaissance looking. And then she's got, like, the weird knit hat that's holding up some of her hair, but not much of it.
Yeah, it's not like a beanie or like a beret. It's like a, it's all knit.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, it's not the Sharpay show.
No. And Troy nods at that.
And that's kind of where the minute ends. I mean, is she saying that it's becoming the Sharpay show again?
Well, no, because it inherently cannot be the Sharpay show because of the nature of it. Like, if Darbus hadn't come over and been like, it's going to be a show about you, we don't know what Sharpay would have forced upon the theater kids for the spring musicale. Like the pirate sibling movie that they did.
Yes. Yeah. Well, again, it's nice to have these little moments with Kelsey and Ryan. It's not as nice that, like, Chad and Taylor are just in the background, like,
whispering.
What happened to those characters?
Yeah. It's like, what are they saying? I want to know Chad's thoughts right now.
Remember when I predicted what High School Musical 3 would be about, and I just predicted that it would be a mostly Chad and Taylor movie?
Yeah, you were so optimistic.
Because the drama of their, like, relationship is so much more interesting than the drama of
Troy and Gabriella. Well, they don't so much have drama as it, more so than they just don't make sense and probably don't work as an actual couple.
Yeah. And I wanted to steer into the skid, but anyway. Condra, I think that's about it. What do you... Yeah.
Well, until next time, you can find us on Instagram @AmateurNerds.
or on Tumblr at Wildcat Minute.
You can send us an email to amateurnerdspresent@gmail.com.
Yeah, let us know what your favorite university publication is. Is it the Stanford Daily? Is it the Dual Observer? We'll never know unless you email us.
Yep. Special thanks to our artist, Theo Golden, at TGoldenArt on Instagram.
And our musician, Joe Winslow, whom you can find at joewinslowmusic.com.
I have been Condra.
And I've been Tyler. We'll see you next time to find out if Gabriella ever finds where she's supposed to go at Stanford. You can bet on it.